Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast entitled, A Secret for Thriving Under Persecution. Even though Jesus laid aside his heavenly glory and power to become a human being, he understood that he still retained his authority over all things. As our Lord approached his crucifixion, John tells us how Jesus was thinking. I read from John 13:3, the New Living Translation. Jesus knew that the Father had given him authority over everything. This agrees with what Jesus told his disciples when he charged them with fulfilling what is now called the Great Commission just before he ascended into heaven. Matthew 28:18 reads, And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Even though Jesus had willingly become a human being who was subject to death and weakness, despite all appearances to the contrary, he tenaciously held to the knowledge that ultimately he was still in authority, even though he had relinquished the power to enforce it. For that, he depended upon the sovereign rule of his heavenly Father as implemented through the Holy Spirit. As a result, he knew that nothing would happen to him that was outside of his Father's perfect will and timing. Various people wanted to put Jesus to death from the time of his birth. Many times during his public ministry, the crowds turned on him, but they were not able to do anything until God's perfect timing, John 7:20 and John 8:30. Jesus knew the time chosen by the Father was approaching when he said these words in John 16, verses 32 and 33. Again, I read from the New Living Translation. But the time is coming, indeed it's here now, when you will be scattered, each one going his own way, leaving me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world. Jesus told his disciples that he willingly chose to die as God's Lamb. No one took his life from him. It was his decision. John 10:17 and 18 read, For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life so that I may take it again. No one has taken it away from me, but I lay it down on my own initiative. I have authority to lay it down. I have authority to take it up again. This commandment I received from my Father. The night of his betrayal, it seemed that evil had gained control. But Jesus informed his attackers and followers that even this was part of the plan. Luke 22:53 reads, Why didn't you arrest me in the temple? Jesus asked. I was there every day. But this is your moment, the time when the power of darkness reigns. Jesus was in authority even at his weakest moment. His Father orchestrated everything. Peter said in Acts 2:23 and 24, But God knew what would happen, and his prearranged plan was carried out when Jesus was betrayed. With the help of lawless Gentiles, you nailed him to a cross and killed him. But God released him from the horrors of death and raised him back to life, for death could not keep him in its grip. Father God carefully watched over every aspect of Jesus' life and death. Nothing was permitted to interfere with God's plan. Why is this important for us? As we enter what will probably be a time of ever-increasing pressure and persecution for the church, we must know that our lives and destinies are firmly protected and ordered by God. Even when seemingly bad things happen to us, we must choose to believe the truth that God is working everything together for our good and his glory. Romans 8:28. Jesus said that nothing, no persecutor, no demon, no apparently random occurrence can snatch us out of our Heavenly Father's firm grip. John 10:27-30 reads, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." Paul knew this amazing truth. It is one of the reasons he was able to so fearlessly preach the gospel over his lifetime, despite fierce resistance and persecution. He penned these amazing words from Romans 8:35-39. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? As the scriptures say, for your sake, we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed, nothing in all creation, will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Paul lived these words, as have many other faithful followers of Christ down through the years. Our turn is fast approaching. No, it is here.